Welcome to this short meditation connecting with our anchor and the present moment. Remember, at any time during this meditation, you may shift to find a more comfortable posture. If you need to stand and stretch, you can do that. So whether you are sitting or lying down or standing, this is what we call a stationary meditation. But again, giving yourself permission to move or even stop at any point if you need to. So we're focusing on the anchors in this experience. So the most common anchor in meditation is the breath. However, I also invite you to find your own anchor, because breath may be activating for you. You might use the sensation of your hands resting on the body. They could be resting in your lap, perhaps turned upright. But they may also be resting one hand on the belly, feeling the rise and fall of the belly with the breath, or you may rest your hand on your heart and focus on the qualities of the feeling that you have in the hands, noticing the relaxation of the palms, noticing the warmth with the touch, and coming back to that sensation to ground yourself inside of the meditation. You may also be anchoring with the sensation of the body in space where it's resting, noting the feeling of the surface that you are sitting on and your body connected to that, or perhaps your back is resting against a cushion or a chair, and that is what is supportive for you, feeling the anchor there. You also may use your hands, or your feet rather, as another common anchor. We feel the sensation of our feet, whether they're in our shoes or bare, whether they're in socks or not. And we might feel the soles of the feet. This is a very powerful place to ground yourself, so you can feel the connection with the earth beneath you. If you're lying down, you might also note the sensation of the heels resting against the surface you're lying on. And for some people, it helps to imagine that there are roots connecting them, roots of energy connecting them to the earth. So having found your anchor, we will begin a five senses meditation. So the first sense we'll connect with is the sense of hearing. We'll take a few deep breaths, just to allow the shoulders to drop a little. Come into maybe being 5 or 10% more comfortable in the way that you're sitting. And then we'll move our attention to the anchor of your choice, whether you continue with the breath or if you have another anchor that works for you. So we start with the sound building out from where we are. There are the sounds in the room. There is the sound of my voice, which also connects you to this experience. We also notice sounds within our bodies, the sound of swallowing, perhaps the rumble of the tummy. You might notice sounds outside of the room that you're in, the sounds of other people moving about, If you are in the city, you may hear traffic in the distance. You may hear, if you're in outdoors, you may hear birds or the wind. The purpose of this type of meditation is to be right where we are at. We're not building a perfect experience. We are living in the world, so we must learn to meditate and ground in the world. We just, instead of zeroing in on any sound, just allow the sounds to form a soundscape. And we'll now try to connect with the next sense. We'll connect with the sense of sight. If you have your eyes closed, you may notice color behind your eyes from the light transmitted through the eyelids. You may not notice anything at all, maybe complete darkness, a warm, enveloping black, dark, and that's okay too. If your eyes are softly open, I invite you to just keep a soft gaze, perhaps on a neutral point of attention. Some people like to meditate with a candle. So that is something that you can watch. Of course, always being aware that you have a candle burning. Just connecting with sight. And adding that awareness to our soundscape. And connecting with our sense of smell and taste. You take a deep breath. You may pick up some scents in the room that you're in, or there might be a lot of scent in the room that you're in. You also might notice the taste inside of the mouth. Perhaps there's a little bit of morning coffee left. Maybe something you had for lunch. And that's okay. We're just noting those sensations. And when we go into the mouth, we, of course, will notice the movement of the tongue. And this is a interpersonal movement, notice sensation. It's a good place to begin letting our awareness expand out into the body. So from noticing the sensations of breath and swallowing, expanding to the awareness of our body, where it is placed in space. Are we sitting on a chair? Do we feel the weight of our own body against that surface? Is it hard? Is it soft? Perhaps you have chosen to cross your legs and you might be noticing the feeling of the contact, one leg against another, foot against the leg. Maybe you are lying down and you might quickly just notice the sensations of where the body connects with the surface that you're lying on, a bed, that. If you find any part of this bodily sensation to be overly activating for you, just come back to your anchor. Move to a more neutral place. Sometimes inside of meditation, it helps to, for a moment, allow our awareness rise to where we are in time and space. What time of day is it? Where am I? That can be grounding, and you can connect there. You will be finding that your thoughts are drifting away as you practice this. Be gentle with yourself, like a very gentle dog owner leading a puppy back, just gently correcting the mind, asking it to come back into this present experience. So let's just rest with our soundscape, our awareness of sight or lack of, smell and taste, and bodily sensation right here, right now. And then we'll just move from this place into the present moment. So you might actually move your limbs, stretch, wiggle fingers and toes, softly open your eyes, and thank yourself for your practice and being in the moment for just a little bit today. And I hope to practice with you again soon. Thank you. Namaste.